Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hand Camera School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Kirk Wakefield, Professor of Marketing at Baylor University's Hand Camera School of Business. An expert in sports marketing, Dr. Wakefield recently completed a research study measuring the effectiveness of advertising and sponsorships for the National Basketball Association and National Hockey League. Dr. Wakefield, are professional sports a good place for a company to spend their advertising money?
It certainly is, but it depends on who's doing it and really how they're doing it. So some of the official sponsors of the NBA or NHL or the individual teams as official sponsors, some of them did fairly well, some of them did just okay, and actually a lot of them did really poorly.
So what kinds of companies' sports marketing efforts seem to be the most effective?
Well, you know, some of them are obvious. It's the ones that you would think of as prominent large companies, so Gatorade makes sense, and it's also relevant. So actually Gatorade really did the best based on traditional methods in measuring advertising and sponsorships. So over half of Avid fans in the NBA and NHL could recall that Gatorade was an official sponsor. But frankly, among the rest of the official sponsors, even among Avid fans, those who go to a lot of games and watch a lot of games on TV, the majority could not recall who the official sponsors were across a dozen different categories.
Hmm. So was there a difference in the impact between the NHL and the NBA?
There were some differences between NBA and the NHL and among the different types of sponsors. And first of all, we found that in the NBA, you actually have a better opportunity to have an impact on consumers, actually a 3-to-1 difference in terms of an impact on their association of the sponsor's brand and their favorite team or their favorite league. And a lot of that was due, we think, to the fact that if you think about the NBA, you have multiple timeouts and dead balls and basically a stop of play so that you can activate the brand. When we talk about activating the brand, it just means that to activate the brand in the minds of consumers rather than a passive approach, which is really the downside to typical advertising, is it's all passive. So the consumer sits and passively sees the ad on TV, for instance, versus at sporting events. And why it's favored by so many corporations is that you can get fans actively involved in a contest or a game. You have people actively using the brand in some manner on the court, and so it's much more actively processed by the consumers than typical advertising. So again, the NBA makes it has many more opportunities for brands to activate during the game, both on TV and at the event, versus the NHL, which really just has the two intermissions for them to activate the brand.
Thanks, Dr. Wakefield. Dr. Kirk Wakefield is Professor of Marketing at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hand Camera School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio or visit the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.